Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Good morning, Tom.
Weekday, Wednesday, Tucson. Good morning,
Jessica. And world at large.
The world is large, large.
Good morning, Bellstar.
Beautiful world.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Tech Guy, are we on? Are we good?
All right. We got some cookies brought to us.
Yeah, we've got cookies. I hear something.
You hear me.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to mute yourself.
Come on, Vine.
There we go.
There we go. You can move that up. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host.
Bell starring the Cannabis Kid. We will have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
It's a large world, and there's a lot happening today in the canna world.
Please call in your questions to 646-915-8421. And it doesn't have to be questions. You can just call in and chat with us.
Yeah.
Or
make a statement.
Yeah. Send your questions in anything that you want to know about at thctucson@gmail.com. And we'll have aired weekly. If you have a question, you don't want to be on the live on the radio, go ahead and give us a call.
If you're shady cats, go ahead and email it in. and if you call us, press number one if you do want to have an opinion voiced over there, because we'll throw it out there. We're just like that. We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center.
Yay!
For hosting our show each and every Wednesday morning. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstration, medication, and all things education related to cannabis. And you can find them physically at 5201 East Broadway. That is until first. And then they moved to 5315 East Broadway. Look out, kids.
Right next door.
Actually, a lot easier to get to. Right on Broadway. You'll be able to see it. Parking is still plentiful. Less of a walk, there's no ramp, there's no stairs, it's easy for everybody to have access to Tumbleweed Health Center. And you check them out if you forget that address or you don't want to listen to this again. It's tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and it's all written right out there for you. And that's a great site that all sorts of news and information and videos, and we're posting pictures now of our 420, the Medical Cannabis Festival of Education we just had. Yay! That was awesome. What a turnout. So that was really great. We had a huge turnout. So that's actually what we're going to talk about this morning. Our festival of
education. Sorry.
He didn't even have any Grand Lemon and he spaced out on us. No, our Festival of Education. That was this last Saturday.
Big success.
Huge success. We had a whole slew of education down there. We had AZ for Normal. We had LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Tony Ryan was down there. We had Holy Smokes. If you all don't know about Holy Smokes, cannabis.
So Holy Smokes.
You know a little bit about
that. Yeah, Holy Smokes is an all-organic vaping tonic made from all FDA-approved organics. Organic botanicals.
Ooh.
So if you are familiar with aromatherapy, aromatherapy mixed with the technology of the electronic cigarette, and we bring you Holy Smokes. You can check out Holy Smokes at holismokes.com for more information.
All right. And Cannabis Kid had somebody down there he also knows quite well. Mr. Wade Starr and his artwork, just incredible,
fabulous.
It's all actually Tumbleweed and Tumbleweeds.
Center.
If you've been into Tumbleweeds before, you can see some of his artwork.
He does Native American stuff.
Western.
Contemporary. Animals. He does animals. And when the new Tumbleweeds has its grand reopening, you'll be able to see he did an incredible painting of the owners of Tumbleweeds for them.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. And they haven't had a space to put it up until now. They
yes.
have a beautiful place to display it.
They have a lot more wall space over
their
new space.
They have so much wall space.
Lots of wall space.
Hey, you know, any of you artists or actors got headshots out there, you know? Hey, $5 a month, we'll display it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So
I told them, I said, if you're in the area next time, go and take a look at the space because you know, he needs to figure out if he needs to bring some more pitchers over.
Yeah. Or yeah. Heck, there's a space next door. We can have an actual art
gallery.
Form.
Gallery.
Hey,
oh, that's
like
not
it.
A bad idea.
It's the gallery. Nice. So we also had, and you can also find these at Tumbleweeds Health Center. There's a gentleman whose wife is a patient, and Daryl makes these incredible cactus gardens and in hand-painted pottery. And they're just the flora of fun. There's all sorts of different kinds of cactus. I'm looking at one right now that has six different kinds right there.
They're made with love.
Right in the window. Totally with love. These look like they need to see some sunshine, though.
It's not hot enough for them.
Yeah. We gave away some as prizes as well, I think, as well as one of Waitstar's beautiful paintings. It was a print of, the lady with the boat on the water.
Is that
in here?
No.
I think it was that one. Anyway, gorgeous. Is it, and what's his medium?
It was that one.
What medium he uses?
Pastels and charcoal, and he uses all kinds of different things.
Oh.
But that was the pastel one.
And the frames he uses?
He does. He
makes his own frames.
Which is,
sandblast wood. I mean, he makes
he
it.
Finds
he
finds old, yeah, he finds the old rustic wood and then puts together the.
And I was in the framing business, and this stuff is awesome.
Yeah, all natural. You really have to come down to Tumbleweeds to see these things.
Yeah.
You might even do some looms. Who knows?
I like that.
That was good.
Easy for Normal was here.
Yep. And Tumbleweeds had a great booth out there. There was a couple
they
of things Tumbleweeds
away
had
ton
going
of
on.
Prizes
oh,
over
tons
there.
Of prizes, but they had these wonderful new brochures that you could pick up down there. They're beautiful.
Yeah,
they're gorgeous.
Have a great explanation.
Yep. It tells you everything Tumbleweeds does, what medical cannabis is a little about, the radio show. Hello, fellow patient. And and all that good stuff. It's gorgeous. It looks like you're opening up an old map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a map to medical marijuana is what it is. Come and pick one up at Tumbleweeds. It's fantastic. They also had their Dr. George Huggins, MD, was down there for a little while. He was talking.
I missed him.
You missed Mr. Huggins?
Very nice.
We love Dr.
And he's a wonderful
sweetheart. Oh, he's still super cute. Yes. And he was down there talking to patients about the different state-approved ailments and ailments that aren't approved yet, although Oregon just approved PTSD.
Yay!
Oregon
That's
did.
A good one.
Good for that.
Yeah, that is one. They just did that. But he was down there talking, you know, just various things. Patients had lots of questions for him.
Yeah, and with Dr. George was also a ex-law enforcement who is against law enforcement prohibiting marijuana.
Wait, law enforcement against prohibition?
So he was very cool answering questions as well.
Yeah, he said he talked to a lot of people that had some interesting stories about law enforcement in Tucson, you know, in Arizona. so if he's going to actually be on our show May 8th, I believe, which is his birthday.
Oh,
so
fine.
We're getting a little birthday show for Tony. And I'll be able to answer your legal questions. He was on the force in Denver for 36 years, I think I read. That's a lot of experience. And he's in Colorado, just, you know, legalizing everything. I wonder what it was like pre-legalization. So we'll have to find that out. So who else was down there? Oh, well, of course, we had our kettle corn truck, not ours. AF and kettle corn. They really are wonderful.
And I'm not a big popcorn fan, but that popcorn was amazing.
Just the right blend, the sweet, buttery,
perfect.
Salty.
Well, we even got a little sample. I know.
Come to Tumbleweeds and have some samples, folks. It's all down here, isn't it? Holy Toledo.
I know.
Anything they don't do?
No.
They were passing out samples of the kettle corn on Saturday.
That was great. That was great. Kettle corn is a really good thing. Good for your belly. Good for the community. We also had, there was, next to AZ Normal was a tent with a new organization for patients there. I'm not sure exactly what it was called. And I apologize, I forget the name. But you'll have to call in. Green Party? Well, yeah. Zoom party, and they had, if that's not the name of it, the Green Party was also there, but they had a petition that you could sign to get yourself green. And I believe there's also a petition being passed around regarding the 25-mile rule and us patients being able to grow once the dispensary opens in our area, that is with 25 miles.
Yeah,
and we want to be able to
strange.
What is
a strange
tree? Yeah, because it kind of...
No, it's
not like... Yeah, it starts out as something, but I don't know. Anyway, so we're looking to change that rule because I believe this is the only state in our little nation that does that, that says to patients you cannot grow your own cannabis, and that is not okay, period. Taking our rights away. Who else is down there? We had
live bands.
Oh, some of them are old. I labeled one as Jack Daniels and the Something Something, which I thought was a good title, but that's not the name of their band, but they were awesome. They gave me a groovy little backbeat to the second raffle, which was fantastic. That was nice. little rap and rap. Who else? There's another one.
Those guys that were rapping.
They were
really
rapping.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh. Actually, the names are on our website.
Oh, okay.
You can check it out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. They still might be up there. I don't know. I may have taken it down already. It should have passed. Yep, I think it did. But there were three or four bands out there, and they were wonderful. We thank you guys for coming out and giving us some jams to ask questions to and get educated to in the community, which is what it's all about, changing this reaper madness kind of image of cannabis, because it's not madness at all. It's medicine. And it's wonderful.
And celebrating how far we've gotten.
And
just a few months.
Going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened
really
fast.
It's exploded. It really has exploded. Not that long a time. Tumbleweeds has been open about a year and a half now, and there has been some amazing changes.
Yay!
We'll make our own sound effects.
This is just something I want to talk about, is Capital City Care, D.C. Medical Marijuana Dispensary, receives their license in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Our nation's capital, got their first medical cannabis dispensary.
Our nation's capital?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Suppose a bomb, was it?
Good question, Peter.
Hey, Obama.
Stop
hey, Obama.
Okay, you can name one. That's from that's
Ooh,
the
that's
trivia.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. You have to name
if
the person who did it, and who they did the parody from, and the name of the song.
Yeah.
And the lady's name at the end from which country who sings the blazing song.
That's an awful lot of things to know.
Could be a nice prize.
So are you writing down?
Could be a Medicaid brownie as a treat for that one. If you get all four, I'm throwing out my brownie. Dang it. Why'd you make me do that? It's the last one at the house. That guy. Can you do something technically about medical brownies? I don't know. Anyway, we'll do that. Four questions. If you remember them, even better. Because I don't know that I will. hell, I won't. Okay. What else? DC, you have an article to read about that? Can we read something about?
Yeah, we can.
And I think Barack's going to go in there. I think
that would be
like
awesome.
A 4:00 in the morning before they open with sick service.
So Scott Morgan, communications director, Capital City Care, told the Huffington Post that we are going to start serving patients absolutely as soon as possible. We know that the patients have been waiting a long time for this. The last hurdle is for D.C.'s Department of Health to commence its patients' registration process. Sorry. As soon as we understand that there are patients that are registered and ready to visit the facility, we look forward to opening our doors and welcoming them in. What will happen, Morgan says, he believes the process is starting in the very near future. But we do not have a precise date for that. So they have their license, they're ready to go.
They want to see people with their cards.
Uh-huh.
So maybe these people aren't getting enough cards out there for dispensaries to even open. Because I think Arizona passed
their
law.
We had to wait for.
Well, yeah, but everybody was getting their cards anyway. Like, they didn't care if it was a dispensary. They wanted to get their cards so that they could be safe with medicine and start going right away.
That's smart.
And this sounds like a lot of people have to, they want to see more cards so that.
So if you're in D.C. or you know anybody in D.C., support the program.
Yeah, go get your
So it says, Huffington Post places right an inquiry with the Department of Health when the patient registration process is underway. We will be able to update this story when we have more information. So they're just kind of waiting on that. But, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's really awesome. And that's our nation's capital.
It looks really nice. Kind of reminds me a little of Tumbleweeds, the comfy little area, reception area.
Wow, I hear booms in the background again there. You know, on some sadder news, we read it. We can tell the world what's going on. Feds have closed almost all the 520-plus marijuana businesses in Central California.
Wow.
Yeah. In the latest series of federal enforcement actions against the commercial marijuana industry in California, federal authorities say moved 63 illegal marijuana stores to the city of Santa Ana. In federal court this morning, prosecutors filed 3 asset forfeiture lawsuits against properties in Santa Ana, where a total of 7 marijuana stores are currently operating. Authorities also executed federal search warrants at 2 of those involved in the asset forfeiture actions. Additionally, prosecutors sent warning letters to people associated with 56 other stores not involved in the forfeiture action. The federal actions involve all known marijuana stores in the city of Santa Ana. Oh, what kind of warning letters? That's interesting.
Warning to
whom? The patients or... Oh, look at that. Our Tucson Weekly ad delivered. Yay. That's nice. Look at the huge tumbleweed on the back. Much better. Now, everyone that has vision challenges can actually see the phone number because I don't think I could even see it before. Anyway, so the federal actions in Santa Ana were done in cooperation with the Santa Ana Police Department and the Santa Ana City Attorney's Office. The 3 civil asset forfeiture claims filed this morning in U.S. District Court target 3 properties in Santa Ana where 7 marijuana stores are currently operating. Civil lawsuit states, under federal law, the distribution of marijuana, a Schedule 1 controlled substance under Title 21, is prohibited except in very limited circumstances not applicable here. Well, we should find out what those very limited circumstances are.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like urban. The federal patients that are still locked into the program. And, you know, I've actually heard of people fighting for religious rights for this. And there's also, in past episodes, we've mentioned a bill or thing or that really gives a person the right to use medicine in some way, which we should all find.
Mm-hmm.
So it says GLC, or the Green Love Collective, currently in a suit that formerly housed the store called Old Remedies and the dispensary store, which are operating in a building at 1638 East 17th Street, a property owned by chiropractor Mark Burkaw, and previously been the subject of administrative citations issued by the city. SoCal Compassion Club Meds and Well, which are located in a building at another address, another building owner by the same person, are illegal marijuana persons that prompted Santa Ana to file a civil lawsuit last year seeking injunctive relief against Burkaw at 3 marijuana stores. And J Pacific Life, which is located in a suit that formerly housed marijuana stores called Saddleback Meds and the Natural Alternative and Healing OC, which operated out of 1665 East 4th. Been the subject of numerous warnings and administrative citations from the city of Santa Ana. So I wonder what these, you know, when you get a warning from the federal government or citation, I wonder what their other scheduling one, what all they're warning you for. It says today's enforcement actions in Santa Ana follow similar actions over the past 18 months across seven county central district, California. Starting October 2011, prosecutors began filing asset forfeiture lawsuits and sending letters to marijuana operations in selected areas in the Central District of California. With the lawsuits filed this morning, the United States Attorney's Office has filed a total of 30 asset forfeiture complaints against properties housing illegal marijuana operations in the district. 18 of those actions have been resolved with the closure of the marijuana stores and consent decrees. In some cases, consent decrees required property owners to disgorge rent payments, made by a marijuana store operator. In all cases, the consent decrees required the property owner to agree, among other things, they would no longer rent to people associated with illegal marijuana operations.
Jeez.
Yeah, or the property would be subject to an immediate forfeiture of the government. And including today's efforts in Santa Ana, federal enforcement actions, asset forfeiture lawsuits, warning letters, and raid activity have now targeted more than 525 illegal marijuana businesses in the Central District of California. The majority of businesses previously targeted are now closed, and they're the subject of eviction proceedings by landlords have been the subject of additional federal enforcement actions. In October 2011, the four United States Attorney of California announced the coordinated enforcement actions targeting illegal marijuana cultivation and trafficking. And the United States Attorney's Office is working in Santa Ana with the Drug Enforcement Administration, the IRS Criminal Investigation, the Santa Police Department, and the Attorney's Office. So here's the deal, though. You know, that's sad that 585 businesses were targeted and probably shut down.
Yeah.
But what they say here is that they were illegal marijuana businesses. So we know in Arizona we've seen businesses pop up and ready to just shut down. And that's a good thing for some of those because they were very illegal. They were allowing patients, or I wouldn't even say patients, they were allowing people to just walk right in without a card, claim, I'm a medical patient, and they would just outsell cannabis and spice and call it marijuana and other things, other items, other whatever they were selling. And those are the kind of places enforcement
don't need to be around.
Yeah, they don't need to be around. And I'm okay with
ripping
those
patients off, real patients
totally
that were coming in.
You would be so sadly surprised at the amount of elderly patients that come here and say, well, we went to this place and we went to that place and they said this and they took this much money and they took that money and still owe them this and we don't have anything. We don't have our card. We don't have a doctor's approval. We don't have medicine and we still owe them money. And what's going on? People take full advantage of all sorts of innocent people that don't know fully about the program out there. So sad as places go, but, you know, hopefully they're leaving the good places around. You know, not the happiest of stories. But anyone, what's a happy story now?
Well, this one's a pretty happy story, I would say. Marijuana prohibition now costs the government $20 billion a year. an economist.
That's ridiculous.
Economists say. It's from the Huffington Post, and they're talking about New York, marijuana prohibition costs the state federal government as much as $20 billion a year, an economist told the Huffington Post. Legalization efforts are just being to chip away at that. The number comes from Jeff Marin, a senior lecturer at Harvard University, who in 2010 studied the likely impacts of drug legalization, stating out that $8.7 billion would be saved on law enforcement, and another $8.7 billion would be generated taxes on marijuana. According, accounting for inflation, that would add up to about $20 billion. And now, he said, the number is modest in terms of the overall government budget, but far too high, and a price to pay for a drug that did a little to no harm to users, he argued. As Marion acknowledges, his number is a sort of thought experiment, a suggestion of what would happen if marijuana was legalized on every level of government. Despite a recent research poll finding that 52% of Americans support marijuana legalization, politicians seem to only just now be waking up to the proposition. So it says, in Colorado and Washington, voters led the way in November, but the rules and regulations around marijuana, which are treated similarly to alcohol and tobacco under the state law, are only being hammered out, only beginning to be hammered out. During the run-up of to Washington's referendum, the state branch of American Civil Liberty Unions estimated that local governments spent $211 million on enforcing marijuana laws between 2000 and 2010. So
they could have turned that into some nice dispensary.
Well, it's just, I think we're getting, they are not seeing the whole picture.
No, not at all. They haven't been for thousands
really
of years.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of years. A lot of people that we know in the community, I'm sure anybody's community, but, hang on, Wiccan, I want to place, we like to hear from people of note, I would say. And this is something we posted on the Tumbleweeds Facebook the other day. This is actually Susan Sarandon.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just 2 minutes. We'll play it. And this is why she thinks everyone should be able to smoke pot.
I mean, I would like to see everybody be able to smoke pot. You know, that's a waste of money to incarcerate all those people. So I'm totally a libertarian in that sense, you know.
Where does that end in terms of your theories on drug policy? Would you have a sort of decriminalization of all drugs as a health condition? Should heroin addicts be able to get methadone from clinics?
Well, they can. Now they get methadone from clinics. I think
yeah,
they should decriminalize marijuana. There's people that have methadone clinics. They have outpatients now.
No, but I mean the war on drugs so is going to happen. There's no way.
Because you're only getting, you're spending a huge amount of money, completely racist. You're picking up everybody at the lower level because mandatory minimum drug laws let you trade in to get off. So if you don't have anyone to trade in, if you're at the bottom, you go into jail. If you're up at the top, you just trade in somebody and you're off. So the people at the bottom are the ones that are filling up our jails, most people of color. And you're wasting taxpayers' money. And you're allowing drug cartels to make money. And if you tax it, we'll see what happens in these states that have passed it. You would have a lot of income. I mean, Colorado's in studies. It could completely save us if we was just.
Yeah.
You never hear anybody robbing stores and they're high. They don't drive cars. I mean, alcohol causes more damage to your body. So it's just a hang up from ignorance and, it's become politicized also.
Do you think we're at some of a tipping point maybe? Because politicians
are
getting there.
Yeah. I think we are because it's about education. Maybe we know that it's not a gateway drug and it's not going to kill you and all those other things.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Go, Susan.
Go, Susan. You can check that out on the Tumbleweed Facebook. I think it's Facebook.com/teachAZ. Or just type in Tumbleweed Health Center. But that's pretty cool. A lot of people of note, celebrity status, feel that way. There's a great website called the Marijuana Majority. And they have thousands of people that you would not believe are supporters.
Famous people, movie stars.
Politicians,
Republicans,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Steve Burke said. He said that you'd be surprised at how many people.
Pat Robinson? Are you serious?
Look at this. Yeah, the list. Here's the list. Morgan Freeman, Pat Robertson, and the list goes on. Ariana Huffington, David Koch, Bill Meyer, National Review, Danny DeVito.
We are all are connected.
Huh? Oh, man. Andrew Cuomo. It just goes on and on and on. And it's www.marijuanamajority.com. You want to hear what Pat's quote is? There's quotes. So when you go there, you can click on the person. And
fine.
Pat says, I really believe we should treat marijuana the way we treat beverage alcohol. I've never used marijuana and I don't intend to, but it's just those things that I think this one drugs that just hasn't succeeded.
Oh.
So
okay.
See, well, she's right. People are being level-minded.
Yeah.
And they're thinking at things not like, oh, I'm not a user and no one should be. It's more, I don't use it and if you want to, fine. I don't, but that's not, I'm not controlling your body.
That's the problem that I have with a lot of people, or not a lot of people anymore, but mostly that I use is people say, oh, yeah, you know, I don't do that kind of stuff. Well, what kind of stuff? I mean, you go out and you drink, you do it. I mean, you know, which one is really that bad, like Susan Sarandon was saying.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren says, held my father's hand while he died of cancer. And it's really when you do something like that up close and personal. It put me in a position of saying, if there's something a physician can prescribe that can help someone suffering, I'm in favor of that. Medical marijuana should be like any other prescription drug. It's really hard to watch someone suffer that your father was sick. There was some conversation about whether or not marijuana would have helped, you know? Mm. And that's harsh, you know?
I think a lot of people relate to this now that, you know, with the cancers and people that are in HIV, and the ones that, you're suffering, there's this time of a long time towards the very end.
And suffering because of an uneducated, stigma that goes on.
Exactly.
I watched my parents pass. And both of them were under, that whole guise of marijuana, drug, it's bad. And so it wasn't a consideration for them, but I really believe it would have helped them,
Absolutely.
Along the way and in their end. But it's just really, I fully believe, about the choice. And everybody should be able to have the choice of their own accord to make, whether they want it or not. Nothing should ever be shoved down anybody's throat, but the option should be there. And the option with education, here's a problem. Because doctors that say, I'm not going to make you smoke pot. Well, is that what doctors are doing these days? No. They're juicing it raw. They're putting it in capsule form. They're putting oils and tinctures and sprays and lotions and rubs and salves and chapsticks.
They're making it easier for
patients. And it's not that whole stoner thing that people, that don't educate themselves enough to know. It's not about that. It's about a plant, and it's about a beautiful plant that has helped for thousands and thousands of years. In fact, why don't we just jump into our timeline, speaking of thousands and thousands of years. Here, Lady Luck. Oh, it's 1500 BC. What happened? Tell them.
1500 BC. Earliest written reference to medical marijuana in Chinese well, this is a weird word. Pharmacopoeia.
Oh.
The use of cannabis for purposes of healing predates recorded history. The earliest written reference is found in the 15th century BC Chinese pharmacopoeia. The Raya, and so this is done by the National Institute on the Drug Abuse. So, this is even saying that in 1500 BC, this was medicine, not drug use.
Right, and it was.
And this was done with the drug abuse.
They're prescribed, right? Wow. That's pretty intense.
So, we can go on to this one, which is really fun. In 2700 BC, the Chinese emperor, I'm going to butcher this one too, Shen Nung, I think, said to discover healing properties of marijuana. According to the Chinese legend, the Emperor Shen Yang, also known as Chen Yang. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get these names.
I swear I didn't give that to you on purpose.
He's considered father of Chinese medicine. How about that?
All right, we'll go with that.
Discovered marijuana's healing properties as well as those of two mainstays of Chinese herbal medicine, ginseng and ephedra.
Mm.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Those, go with healing
king. We're using those these days.
Totally.
Ginseng and
kava kava.
Ginseng is fabulous for caffeine.
All sorts of good things like that. Well, I wanted to pull up, I'm still caught on this marijuana majority thing. And the former president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, says, we must come with new, intelligent, bright ideas like legalizing the production, distribution, and consumption of drugs. We legalize consumption, and then we can move out of enforcement and take the money, the efforts, and the public policies to attending a health program.
Yay!
Preventative medicine, folks. Let's not wait till we're 500 pounds and have health problems. Let's do it now. Now. Right with the birth canal. Keep going. Michelle Obama says, exercise programs and a garden. Well, put some cannabis in your garden.
Well, and let's face it, if you
don't
have your health, nothing else is really going to matter at that point. So that's the first foremost.
You've got to get your health in.
Yeah.
Be at one with body, all that good stuff. Ooh, Larry King. Let's see what Larry King has to say. Larry King says, well, someone asked Larry King, do you think we should legalize marijuana? And he said, I think we should. It's about time.
Yeah. It is about time.
It is about time. It's not time for that yet, though. I was looking to see about empathy.
I picked one of my favorite people, which is Morgan Freeman, because he does a lot of fun stuff on TV.
Oh, I love him.
I like his voice.
Me
He's
too.
A really good one. So he says, it is just the stupidest law. You're just making criminals out of people who aren't engaging in criminal activity. And we're spending zillions of dollars. He said zillions.
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 Trying to fight a war we can't win. We can make zillions, legalize it, and tax it like we do liquor. It's stupid.
Wow. I mean, spoken from one of the great stars of Hollywood. Right there.
This is one of my okay, Bill Maher. It's like gay marriage. These things that we believe are third rail.
Like gay marriage.
And then somebody has the guts to challenge it, and they find out, wow, the American people actually are ahead of us. Yeah.
We're a little smarter than you think, people.
There's a little. It's such a great website. If you ever check out Marijuana Majority. MarijuanaMajority.com. A lot of information.
You want to hear what Joseph McNamara, former police chief of Santa Fe,
yes,
California, Kansas, has to say? Let's be honest. The war against marijuana has failed. I know from 35 years in law enforcement. Today, it's easier for a teenager to buy pot than beer. Proposition 19 will tax and control marijuana just like alcohol. It will generate billions of dollars for local communities, allow police to focus on violent crime, and put drug cartels out of business. Join me and many others in law enforcement. Vote yes to legalize marijuana. Wow. That doesn't deserve a big yay from 35 years in law enforcement. That's amazing. Yeah, that's definitely incredible.
They understand exactly what they're up against.
Well, and the police
really
focus on violent crime.
Yeah.
And they need to get cartels out. And need to really put the money towards the communities. Because think about it. Think about, you know, organizations like SAFE that would benefit from tax revenues from
attention. You know, their patients, their clients wouldn't have to worry about. Because, I mean, what SAFE does.
A healthy community.
A healthy community, yeah. That's really what it needs to be. I think we, well.
And what does SAFE do?
Well, we do have, these are some things that have been brought up, and we're talking about, you know, we know some of our clients are using cannabis, and being under federal law, you know, we can't have them go out there and say, go and use this, because we're federal funded. We can't technically say, you know, this will help you, this will help you, it will give the energy away, it will make you feel better. We can't go out there and say, go out there and do that. We actually have to tell them, no, don't do that, because it is a federally funded program. So it really makes it hard for everyone. And I don't know why they have to keep on doing that. So.
Oh, we've got a newsflash on the AZ.
A newsflash?
Yeah.
Scrolling down.
And we're scrolling down. If you go to azstarnet.com.
AZStarNet.com.
Okay, there's a study. I've got this one actually on our website. You can read this. It says medical marijuana will create 1,500 jobs.
Now a good one.
Yeah, it's on theweedcenter.com. It's on the website, and it's in a little news article to read, which we haven't even got to because we're flipping through that, which is fun.
Woo!
Thank you, Tech Guy. This is a great story. Medical marijuana, Phoenix. Will create 1,500 jobs in Arizona, says a new industry-sponsored study. Jim Hogan, an Arizona State University research associate who authored the study, used information from Oregon's established medical marijuana industry to estimate the size of Arizona's flooding market. It's a pretty simple industry, he said. There's not too much nuance. The main driving mechanism is how many patients. Hogan found that the industry had the potential to create not only 1,500 direct jobs for growers and dispensary employees, but up to 5,000 indirect jobs for places like grocery stores. Arizona has approximately 38,000 medical marijuana cartridges and is allowed 126 a percentage of the state's operating pharmacies. Only a handful are open now. 13 are open now. Hogan said study done for the Regulated Dispensaries of Arizona Association modeling straight economic impact of the industry instead of offering a more extensive cost benefit process. The industry is small but should contribute to Arizona's economy. Sure. Well, it sure should. Given the size of the industry, it seems it will generate substantial income and tax revenue. In Colorado, to legalize the use of medical marijuana in 2000, dispensaries brought in nearly $200 million in sales and paid about $5.5 million in state sales tax in 2012, said their State Department of Revenue.
Wow.
Holy Toledo.
Wow.
It's possible that more states legalizing the drug for medical or recreational use could lead to marijuana mega farms run by tobacco companies, no, instead of small businesses, said Beth Wilson, an economist professor at California's Humboldt University and a faculty member in the school's new Humboldt Institute for Interdisciplinary Marijuana Research. When Arizona voters approved the use of medical marijuana in 2010, Steve Cottrell saw a way to combine his laboratory background and his interest in the plant since his 11-year-old son died of cancer more than a decade before. Cottrell now owns MedMed Testing, a medical marijuana testing laboratory. Dispensaries pay Cottrell and his business partner Brenda Perkins to test marijuana for samples of pesticides. We're making money. We definitely have our challenges, he said, but now that dispensaries are opening, it's moving forward. Michelle Loss worked as an office administrator at a car dealership before becoming a dispensary agent at Bisbee's Pharmacy Natural Relief Clinic. She verifies that patients have valid medical marijuana cards and then teaches them about different strain plants. Labas said that the dispensary, which has 2 employees and an on-site doctor, faced some scrutiny when it opened late March. People thought it was an excuse for stoners to do it, she said, but we've overcome that, and we have people living here that genuinely need it, given them a completely new form of care. Green Pharmacy Natural Leaf Clinic serves about 100 patients and has provided 25 with medical marijuana cards. Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery helped to block the state's medical marijuana law since it went into effect. He said any study that discusses medical marijuana's possible economic benefits is inherently flawed as the state loses more in criminal prosecution. None of those studies that purport to show an economic impact take into account the criminal impact, Montgomery said. Well, that would lessen ding dong.
Well, yeah,
it's important to remember that all marijuana is illegal at the federal level. That's strange, said Carolyn Short, chairwoman of Keep AZ Drug Free, a committee that formed in opposition to the 2000 ballot proposition that legalized medical marijuana. Get her on the show. She said economic models like the study commissioned by the Regulated Dispensaries of Arizona Association have to be done in a bubble because every part of the medical marijuana business violates federal law. She's in a bubble. Every single time a dispensary sells a joint or an ounce, they're doing something illegal, she said. At AZ Med Testing, Cottrell said the possibility of prosecution or a raid by the Drug Enforcement Administration hang over his day. However, he remained focused on doing his job well. Sure, they could come down and knock our door down and arrest us for the plant material, but there's far more danger not law-abiding people who are doing a lot worse testing plants for pesticides, and we believe DEA is going after them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go after those guys. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's a lot of jobs and a lot of effort and a lot of money to go to the communities of Arizona, Tucson, Bisbee,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the different counties, Phoenix.
And this could be in every single state. So, I mean, you could just times by, you know, 51
zillion
states.
As the
you know what I mean?
Agreement. Yeah. Oh, you're going states. I was going
I'm
billions
going
of dollars.
States. I know. Billions of dollars, zillions of jobs.
Oh, unbelievable.
What's our government doing?
I think they are sharing it. Did you know that the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act has a direct blog that comes out? You can get on their email, but I'm just going to read the director's blog. I think it's something to do when the director blogs. Not everyone knows about it. We'll blog about it. This is the blog. This month marks the second anniversary of our medical marijuana program. Yay! We began issuing cards to qualifying patients 2 years ago this week. And as of April 16th, we had about 38,000 qualified patients in Arizona. On the dispensary side of the house, 16 dispensaries are approved to operate in Arizona, and 13 have turned in their paperwork asking for operating inspections. All 98 of the applicants that received the registration certificates last summer have until August 7th to complete all their requirements and earn their operating license because certificates expire that day. Also, June 7th is the deadline for prospective dispensaries to turn in their approval to operate application. By the way, the computer system will be down for maintenance on Saturday 4/20. Go here. Yeah, maybe maintenance service is back online someday. So everything should be fine today. For the state does that. They have intermittent changes and dropouts online. But a really cool site, if you go to azdhs.gov, click on medical marijuana. If you have any questions, they're probably going to hate me for doing this. You can blog with them live. You can just scroll down. Click medical marijuana, scroll down to the bottom of the page on the left-hand side. There's a little neon green oval symbol that says support 24/7 live. So click it, folks.
24/7 live.
All day long. Ask them questions you want to ask them. How do I get certified? Where are the dispensaries? Why do I do my paperwork? Or you can go to Tumbleweeds and get all your questions answered. But Tumbleweeds isn't around, not open for whatever reason. Go there. Check it out.
So you know what's happening next week is Willie Nelson's birthday.
April 30th.
April 30th. And they're going to be planting 100 acres.
Of hemp.
Of hemp in Colorado. So we're getting kind of close to that. I know we're gonna try to RV it over there. It's just not looking like we're going to make it. But
shut everything down. Michael, we're coming. So Willie, we won't scare him.
Now he turns to leasing 60 acres of his father's alfalfa farm to plant a crop and install the press and squeeze the oil from the hemp seed.
Nice.
So he'll have a jump on the other farmers with 400 starter plants already grown in the indoor facility prior to transplanting of them. So it's going to happen.
It is happening. That's so awesome.
That's good.
Things happen. How happy are our forefathers now? They're sitting in their little hemp graves.
So the sale of hemp products in the United States, including food, cosmetics, clothing, and other materials, reaches an estimate of $5 million last year, according to Hemp Industries Association. Yet because of federal prohibition on growing, all hemp used in the United States products is imported from foreign countries. So we're paying all the money to allow it to come into our country.
Right.
We won't let anyone grow or make it themselves.
We're paying everybody else to do it for us. When we just... We can do it just fine ourselves. Yeah.
He
did it.
You know, we can fuel our cars on oil.
Just not here.
We can make our clothes. We can
make clothes.
Paper.
Do we not have the right people in at all?
Some of them. There are some.
Yeah, there are some of them. I did notice
some of them.
The
problem is that they're outnumbered.
Yeah.
And
we were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, when we get 2% members of our generation that start to enter into, hopefully we'll see some changes in the government.
Well, we're seeing them now already. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes on, more and more changes happening.
So Ryan Laughlin, an owner of Colorado Hemp, is leading 60 acres of his alfalfa farm in Springfield to plant hemp and install the press and squeeze of the oil seeds, which just sounds like a
$1 million an acre.
I mean,
man.
I think that they're finding that hemp does, especially what, I mean, cannabis does, but the whole plant itself.
So here's my question. After they plant this, can we have it in the States then, or is it allowed in Colorado and Washington? Are they going to ship it back and forth to each other?
It can only be Colorado.
To Colorado?
To Colorado.
So Denver to Colorado Springs.
I love how they make these laws.
Yeah, I really want to know and sit down with these people that are so smart.
So if we buy hemp clothes in Colorado, is that illegal and cross lines with it?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, sir. Can you please step out of the car?
Can you take your shirt off?
Can you take your shirt off?
They're made of hemp.
What's that hat?
Seagull.
Give me that hat.
Is that a
bracelet? I mean, really?
Sir, take that hemp bracelet off.
Have your socks, please. It's smelling.
Just take those seeds in a little jar around your neck.
Take the 90.
Take the 90. And you shake off your necklace, sir.
Oh, funny.
Boy.
Why
not?
Why and the why not? Empathy.
Saturday. I was hoping that I was going to win that.
Oh, that's okay. You win anything else.
I did. But
it's not really nice, we swear. He just bought a ton of tickets. Yeah. Thank you for supporting. Yeah, the more you buy. We have a volunteer that's like, I don't know. She bought a lot of tickets, and she just stood right. Every time I did the raffle, she stood there. And just stood with all her teeth and said, here! And then went and claimed all her prizes. It was great. And the cannabis kid got in on a few of them. We let him. All right. Empathy.
We let him at the festival?
Well, we did.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Did you sure I heard right?
Minute. Yeah, okay. Scooting around. Ivan, are you out there? Are you working on book 2? Come on. We need
let
some more
know.
Books for our store. I've been.
You can only
wrote,
read it so many times. Wow.
Well,
not really.
A lot of people.
They're just hearing.
Forget.
Yeah, well, they hear one episode and then they catch one story. So,
no,
you
that's
know.
True.
We'll do it with people.
Doing
do
it for the people.
Do it for John.
Do it
okay.
for the patient.
Empathy, food for thought, is an attempt to show a logical distinction what is socially and legally accepted, the why, and what is forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. And we need to stop the destruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant like cannabis. This information is to be shared. www.why-whynot.net. That was a hard one. Why-whynot.net.
Wasn't as hard as the Chinese names you gave me. Come on.
True. Susie Brady with Pico. So, why? Oh, okay. The why, I'll do this one. This is funny. Why worship the gold calf? So there's I don't know where they are.
That's Wall Street.
Look, Wall Street,
giant Wall Street.
There's a bull.
Yep, there's the bull. They've got a stockbroker top trying to bite off a golden ear. He's trying to get as much money as he can. They're throwing briefcases in the air. One guy himself from the middle of the bull. Fantastic. Why worship the gold calf? Stock market speculation almost destroyed the world economy, but bankers continue to receive mind-boggling bonuses. During the first 9 months of 2009, five of the largest banks that received aid, Citigroup, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Morgan Stanley, set aside $90 billion.
You know, I just saw that the other day.
Yeah.
I set
I
aside $90
say,
billion.
I mean,
who has $9 billion?
Can I have some?
Can I just need, what? I don't even.
I want a billion. That's all I need.
A million.
90, you know,
I'll take a million.
Your 89 are going to make one more billion back by the time you write the check out for me. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying.
I just think they're hoarders.
Set
of money.
Aside. Okay.
Wall Street bailout, the cost reach. 4.6 trillion, most from Federal Reserve loans, part of which is still going towards those bonuses. So the money that we paid from the bailout is actually part of that we're paying to the five big companies for their set aside compensation at $9. I can't even breathe after that. Holy
and
cow!
It gets
cow.
So much deeper than that. It's, I mean, if anyone's interested out there, it's so much deeper. And it actually starts getting really just almost stomach turning on all the stuff that's going on in Wall Street and
the banks.
The silly things
and,
that they can, I mean, people, the banker can actually bid on if you're going to foreclose on your house. They can actually gamble if this loan is going to go bad or sour. They can say, I'm going to put $1 million on this one and get more money. So just bidding on you or gambling on your way of living and our way of living.
as Americans.
And, you know, and society makes it where these people have your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it even
right.
worse.
And people think that it keeps in this thing where some people think that that's just the way it is and it's never going to change. So, the why not? Worship Holy God. The cow is reverted and respected throughout India as it symbolized the vehicle of the most important divinities of Hinduism, Lord Shiva. The Hindu India cannabis is believed to have used as an estrogen as early as 1000 BCE. In mainstream lay religious use, it is usually taken as a connotation in milk called, wow, these are, I'm getting all the fun words.
Yeah.
Behang. And used during religious ceremonies such as marriage, as well as the Hindu celebration of Holi and Sharas, which is widely smoked by Shiva devotees, and cannabis itself is seen as a gift of Shiva to aid in sadhan, which is meditation. Wandering sadhas are often seen smoking chars with chimalayam, a ceramic cone-shaped pipe. So they're saying that in the United States, we are worshiping our money and everything that it is. And here, they're using cannabis in religious ceremonies that it's been used and that we've kind of fallen along the way. And are turning to different means of
smacked in our face.
So in this one, it shows Shiva on top of the cow,
all right,
actually riding on it and coming in, and everyone celebrating. People are
they're happy.
Smoking the cannabis for this religious ceremony.
Definitely like a festival,
a big festival, and flowers, everything like that. So,
and it says,
"Oh,
I love the marijuana majority." I think we should read a quote.
I like
every
that.
Day. I want to end with the quote here. Actually, let's just tell you really quickly who's coming up. Who's coming? We've got Doug Banfelder, May 1st. We have a little girl called her name is Michaela, but they call her Brave Michaela because right now she's kicking cancer. But yay! Cannabis. Amen.
And go, Michaela.
Go, Michaela. Her family are going to be on our show here. Tony Ryan, the 8th of Leap, will be on.
Fine.
And we have somebody. Do you all know the king of pot? Anyone?
Michael Jackson?
No, he's coming back. We'll bring him in. No, the king of pot, this gentleman claims to be, will be on our show soon. You can, in the meantime, we've got some Facebook accounts, some Twitter, some things like that. Get online and look. It's not the pot. Mark Emery's coming here. Well, not yet. Soon. We'll have him on soon. But the king pot. We want to know why you call yourself the pot. And king of trivia? King of pot.
No.
You did the four trivia questions.
Well,
that's
a major here.
All right.
That's a major. That's a major, major.
So here we go.
Forget Tumbleweeds is moving May 1st, 5315.
Right next door.
Right next park lot over to your east. Don't panic, folks.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, that is the Medical Cannabis Festival of Education. That was awesome. We will have another one. Actually, Tumbleweeds' second anniversary celebration will be coming up.
It's coming up fast.
November.
Yeah.
That'll be here in a blink of an eye. Pretty soon we'll be getting ready for Halloween, wondering what we're going to be. And then we'll be having a second anniversary celebration. What trivia question?
All right. What actor and long-term pro-hemp activist was arrested for planting industrial hemp seeds in 1996?
Ooh.
Read again, please, for the audience.
What actor and long-time pro-hemp activist was arrested for planting industrial hemp seeds in 1996? And then This is for a...
Is it someone you knew? You know that person, Lady Luck? The answer?
That...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once you read it, you're like, oh, God.
Can I just give a little hint?
It must be a hard one.
Yeah. Sure.
Cheers.
Where everybody knows the name.
Think about that.
Okay. All
right. That's good.
So just saying a little bit.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Trisha Todd, Alabama state representative, says, I had a lot of people at the end stage of a disease really uncomfortable and really die miserable. And it's not just HIV, it's cancer. Anyone who has had a life of cancer can relate to this. I've had personal knowledge of this, watching someone who has been on medication for years and years to I have had personal knowledge of this, watching someone who has been addicted to pain medication for years and years start to smoke or use marijuana and food products like a brownie that can eliminate their pain, increase their appetite, and increase their quality of life. It's gotten a lot of discussion in the state house, obviously a lot of media attention. Nationally, when we look at what other states are doing, every state is moving in that direction. Law enforcement tells me that all the time. If they pull someone over and find marijuana, it's a pain for them to have to go through the process of arresting them. Why don't we look at, if it's less than an ounce of marijuana, you give them a parking ticket or a fine, and you move on. It just clogs up the judicial system.
It does.
It
clogs up prison systems, which we're already paying money for those people to be there.
Yeah, and...
So let's have the real bad guys be bad guys and girls be in jail.
Yeah.
And let the ones go there.
And the rest can take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Well, and with the rest, you'll be spending less on all that court, judicial.
Yeah. I mean, we can't be the only smart ones.
You guys are pretty smart, but
I just can't believe, you know, that we have the people in office and, you know, these things. I know they're being talked about and it's slow.
But somebody said they're outnumbered. But that's changing.
Yeah.
This weekend, in a week, in the course of moving, we're still going to have some classes. We have a networking Thursday night is networking. You can come and talk with fellow patients and caregivers. And we have expert grower, expert electrician, expert doer down here that you can chat with. He's wonderful. Fridays, we have Nurse Mary D. She's an RN. She comes and chats to everybody about their Arizona state of defense and about other ends that maybe aren't approved that they'd like to see approved. So come chat with Mary. This Saturday, we have a growing 101 class for all you beginner growers who live outside of the dispensary or just would like to learn about closing, we would like to thank everyone that joined us. I've got the women of Weed today, but we'll thank everybody for joining us today. Thanks, kid.
Thanks, Bellstar.
Felicitations.
We had a nice group of patients. We'd like to thank you guys.
Tech guy. All our bloggers rock out there. Thanks for all your photos, your great information, and your stories. There's always, if you're out there blogging, there's lots of cool links that people are posting. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio,
Easy Med Testing,
Easy Med Test, Mary Jane Survival Guide,
Growers House.
Especially Growers House. They donated some killer, stellar.
Thank you, Growers House.
That cannabis kid one.
I've never been a grower, and I'm actually going to start this. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Are you going to class on Saturday?
Yes, he is. Teaching it.
I might be teaching it. Yeah.
No.
It's a big weekend.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for more awesome shows. We read the list. Come down to Tumbleweeds. Get certified. Pretty soon we'll have their grand reopening. Stay tuned for that. Remember. Be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos, I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and bite those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Listen, the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Listen, the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with